Let's go to business now with Anand Zaki. Anand.
Thank you, Corin. Atamarie. The odds are still stacked against property investors coming back in force into the market, according to a new report. Research firm CoreLogic's regular report into market conditions says conditions are set to favour first-home buyers who continue to hold a record share of 26% of property purchases, equal to owner-occupiers. Chief Property Economist Calvin Davidson says first-time buyers are using KiwiSaver funds, low deposit lending allowances and less competition. He says that's not the case for investors.
It's almost impossible for investors right now. There's a little bit of finance available for owner-occupiers. So as LVRs loosen, you'd think it would probably play into the hands of investors a little bit more than owner-occupiers. But for investors, you've still got the challenges there in terms of high mortgage rates, low rental yields. So I think that's probably still going to be a key impediment. Some investors might come back with deposit requirements eased a little bit, but might not be a flood.
Calvin Davidson says changes to lending rules mooted by the government, tax changes and lower mortgage rates will more likely influence the housing market next year. Small businesses seem to be managing to withstand the economic downturn with a modest improvement in sales and jobs. Accounting software firm Xero's quarterly small business report shows a 7% rise in jobs on a year ago, wage growth slowing to 3%, but only modest growth in sales. Xero country manager Bridget Snelling says overall conditions remain tough, but slowing inflation and better sales hint of a turning point for businesses.
Sales, even though they're up slightly, costs for small businesses are also still increasing with those wages rising a little bit. So it is still important for small businesses to carefully manage costs and to think about how they can improve being paid faster and think about cash flow and keeping an eye on that. But overall, this is a more positive story than we've seen for a while.
That's Xero country manager Bridget Snelling. She says firms were being paid a touch quicker, which likely reflected the end of the tax year. A woman convicted of 5 breaches of the Fair Trading Act for promoting a pyramid scheme has been promoting another suspect scheme, worrying the Commerce Commission. Shelley Cullen, who bragged about being the country's biggest scammer, is awaiting sentence after being convicted for involvement in a global cryptocurrency-based scheme in 2020 and 2021. 83% of participants lost their money, many Māori and Pacifica. Cullen has been pushing another purported investment scheme called Mavi, which the commission is also investigating. The commission's Fair Trading General Manager, Vanessa Horn, says pyramid schemes are increasingly sophisticated, use social media, and people need to be vigilant.
The lion's share, which Ms. Cullen's been convicted of, was a global scheme. The Mavi that we're also concerned about is global. So I think economic downturn, definitely. But also they're getting more complicated. Cryptocurrency schemes are quite hard to understand. And that's what the promoters of these schemes, you know, use to find the next victims.
Vanessa Horn says a feature of pyramid schemes is trying to get people to recruit others to join. Well, turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices marching forward, driven by tech stocks, chip shares continuing their rebound, while General Motors and Spotify are up on upbeat earnings reports. The Dow Jones average is up 0.7%, the S&P 500 has risen 1.2%, and the NASDAQ 1.7% higher. Local top 50 index fell about 50 points, 0.4% to 11,803. The Kiwi is trading at 59.4 US cents, 91.5 Australian, 47.7 pence, 55.4 euro cents, 91.9 yen, and 4.3 yuan. Brent crude oil is up about $1.40 or 1.6% to $88.35 a barrel, and gold is steady at $2,326 an ounce. Just in other business news, retailers are being told to check the age of their EFTPOS terminals. Payments NZ, which runs the electronic payment system, says devices running on older standards won't comply with rules after the end of June, and they will be disconnected and unable to process transactions. I'll be back with updated numbers around 8:30.